The Migrant Reception System in Italy. In Italy, the 2023 immigration law is called the Decreto Cutro. It's named after a shipwreck on February 26, 2023, where 94 people died and many went missing. Many migrants arrive in Italy by boat from other countries after very dangerous journeys. When they arrive, there is a procedure to help them. This procedure is important for safety and also to offer assistance. First, the Coast Guard rescues people at sea and brings them to a safe port. When they arrive, they receive food, water, and medical care. Cultural mediators are necessary to help them communicate. The police collect their information, name, nationality, and age. Sometimes the police also take photos and fingerprints to identify people. This first step is delicate, but also very important to help those escaping from difficult situations. In Italy, migrants first arrive at hotspots. These places are near the ports where the boats arrive, like in Lampedusa, Messina, Pozzallo, and Taranto. Since 2023, there is also a hotspot in Porto Empedocle, managed by the Italian Red Cross. There, migrants receive first aid and identification services, including fingerprinting. They also receive legal information and can request international protection, asylum. If everything cannot be done at the hotspot, the prefecture sends migrants to first reception centers, CPA, located all over Italy, and only asylum seekers live in the centers. CPA services include material aid like food, housing, hygiene, and clothes. Health care like doctors, hospitals, and medical visits, and the language cultural mediation. There are also extraordinary reception centers, CAS, across Italy, managed by prefectures and non-profit organizations. Migrants receive pocket money around 2 euros and 50 cents per day based on the attendance register of the center. The second reception, SAI. The SAI system, reception and integration system, is called second reception. It helps migrants become independent. SAI is for refugees, people with other types of protection, or specific asylum seekers. These includes unaccompanied minors, young adults previously under social care, migrants in vulnerable situations, those arriving through humanitarian programs, Afghan and Ukrainian refugees. SAI is managed by municipalities and non-profit organizations. People stay in SAI for 6 months, extendable for another 6. Services include housing, food, clothes, hygiene, local orientation, Italian language lessons, job training and placement, housing help, cultural and sports activities, psychological support, legal aid, and healthcare guidance.